Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy to welcome you back to the Hurricane Hotline. Let's move our attention to University of Miami Baseball. My broadcast partner, Weicho Hernandez, joining us. Hurricanes are coming off a weekend where they defeated Duke, took 2 out of 3 hard-fought games onto the ACC tournament where they're going to play Duke and North Carolina State. Hurricanes finished the regular season with 37 victories, 18 inside the ACC. Probably none harder, Weicho, than the ones we saw over the weekend against Duke.
Yeah, just what a great weekend of baseball. If you're a college baseball fan, to be able to watch Duke and Miami really duke it out, no pun intended, for 3 games. That Duke series was a tough one. You know, it started off a little tough for Miami. They lost that opening day, and it looked like they were going to lose the second game and lose the series until late in the game. Some heroics by the Hurricanes. They come back and come back from 5 down to win that game, Joe. And you talk about turning the tide, and they rode that momentum into Saturday's day game, the last game of the season, where they won it. So I think winning 2 of 3 for that Miami team put them in a pretty good shape for the regionals, but more importantly, giving them one of the top 4 seeds in the ACC, where they're now going to be able to play in one of the top 4, number 1 seed in one of the 4 pods.
They will have Duke and North Carolina State in their pod. They'll be playing in Durham, Duke's home ballpark, pretty much a home game for North Carolina State. They got to go 1-1 to get to the semifinals. It's always been difficult for Miami, for whatever reason, at the ACC tournament, especially recently. But this has been something that Coach DeMari's made a priority. So I do think they've got a chance. I think they'll play well.
Yeah, you know what? They've set themselves up, I think, to really have some success in the postseason. They have a good bullpen. They have one of the best closers in the country. Their offense carries them. So this is a team that's going to live and die with their offense. They have power up and down the lineup. So when you look at the way they're set up and what they've done this year, you know, they've hovered around the number 10 to 15 ranking pretty much throughout the season. They dropped out a little bit, but this is a team that's well set up for the postseason. The big question mark is going to come down to, are they going to be able to get a second or third person come back and start for them? I'm hearing Legend might be available. We'll see if he comes in. If he does come back, that's going to be a huge pickup for the Hurricanes. We mentioned also 1-1. You've got to be careful with the pods because you could go 1-1 in advance, but it depends who that one win is against. Because it is possible you go 1-1 and some other team goes 2-0 and you're going back home instead of going to the semifinals.
That's correct. University of Miami, a week from now, we'll know what the regional situation is. We expect them to be home for the regionals. Last year they were home. They had a good team. They ran into Ole Miss and Arizona. They had both games won, and they let them get away. I would imagine for Andrew Walters, that's probably something that's going that is motivating him all year long. He would like another shot at those late inning games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Walters has been such a great story for him to come back and wear the orange and green once again for the Hurricanes was great. It was a great moment for this Hurricane staff to have him back. And you're right. This is a guy who prides himself on dominating and closing out things and just wasn't able to do it last year. So here he is again having a stellar 2023 campaign. And, you know, you talk about the regional last year and a lot of criticism was thrown at this program because of their lack of success at you know, in their regionals. But think about it, Joe. They lost to the national championship team, the team that was ranked number one to start the season, who just didn't play well during the season but got hot in the postseason and went on to win the national title. So, you know, who knows? You know, regional start, it's anyone's guess who's going to get through. You got to be playing good baseball. But for Miami, again, with what they did this past weekend against Duke, they've put themselves in a position where now they should be able to host a regional and possibly a super regional.
You know, it's very interesting when you put your team together, like Gino DeMar, you have fall practice and then you begin your winter practice in January, and you try to create an identity for your team and you go through all the fundamentals. I don't know that anybody saw the identity coming for this team, which became hit home runs.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see it, Joe. I'm not sure if you saw it, but but even in talking to the coaches leading up to the season, I think there was a bunch of question marks. What kind of team would they have? And I think the pitching did not live up to some of the expectations they had. And again, some of that having to do with injuries, some of that having to do with some of the turnover in their staff over the last couple of years. They lost a lot of great arms to the draft earlier than they expected. But when you look at what this team has done offensively and to have six guys in the starting lineup with double-digit home runs, have a freshman come out here and lead the regular season of home runs in Blake Sear, who wasn't even the everyday starter to start the season, offensively, this team, anyone in that lineup could hurt you. I mean, we talked about this past weekend, Joe. You have a number 9 hole hitter with 13 home runs on the year. Who has that in the country?
They also have I mentioned the identity of hitting home runs. They also have something else built into this team. And I think a lot of that goes to Gino DeMari. They're a tough ball club. They've shown a lot of grit. They've had to overcome injuries. They've had some tough sledding on the road, but won some tough road games at North Carolina comes to mind. Winning at Louisville comes to mind. Some hard-nosed walk-off wins here at home. Those things get built into the DNA of your team.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point, and it does get built into the DNA, and it starts at the top. And Gino DeMari is as tough as it gets. I guess he gets it from his pops, the late Paul DeMari, who was also a tough guy. But this team, I remember early on in the year, Joe, you and I covering some games where they came back to win. And they always kept on talking about the locker room and their belief in each other. And I think this past weekend was another great example of a team that believes in each other. It's almost like they're on this journey by themselves. They don't care what people think. They just care about what the people in that locker room think. And they believe in each other. And that's a good recipe to have as you get into postseason play.
They're going to go into the postseason ACC tournament, then the NCAA tournament, with one of the best players in college baseball, Yo-Yo Morales. Now, one guy can't do it all. That generally is kind of the shortcomings of Miami. They get a guy like Yo-Yo, and you have a tough time because of the scholarship surrounding him with the same kind of players. Now, I'm not saying they haven't surrounded him with good players, but he's kind of upper echelon.
Yeah, I mean, Yo-Yo's a special player. He's a once-in-a-lifetime type player coming through this program. He's done some incredible things here. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. His average is right around 400 when the season concluded on Sunday. Has good power numbers. He's a great defensive third baseman, in my opinion. What I love about Yo-Yo the most, and it's infectious, is when he plays the game, if you watch this kid play the game, he does not play the game like a kid that thinks he's going to be a first rounder. He plays the game like a kid that might not be playing the next day. He's got so much passion and energy, and I've never seen him not hustle at any point in the game, whether it's going after a foul ball at third base or running out a fly ball that he hits in the infield. The kid plays the game with incredible passion and plays the game the right way.
In about a week and a half when the tournament starts, one of the biggest decisions that Gino DeMari and J.D. Arteaga are going to have to make is they'll be a number one seed in their regional. They'll play a number four seed on a Friday. Will they start their Friday guy, Gage Zeal, or work backwards?
Yeah, if I had to guess now and right now, I'd say depending on what happens with Legion, you'll probably see them go backwards, and that's just a guess. And they've done it before. So with a team like this where you're limited on starters, it would make sense for them to maybe even go with a bullpen type start to start that first game. Instead of throwing out Zio, you might see them say, we're going to throw a couple innings with Gallo, a couple innings with Lecarica, a couple innings with Torres, where they still stay fresh. So if you need them the next day or the next day, they're there. But this way you don't eat up a starter. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go that route. And again, no one knows. You know, we saw Rosario get hurt this past weekend. A ball went back and hit him. We're hoping he's going to be okay. But even if he is okay, he hasn't had the success you'd like to see on a guy that you want to throw out there the first game of this, of a series.
I think it's worth noting nationally, Miami does have a chance to be one of those national seeds and play a super regional at home. We'll see how that works out. But the number one seed is Wake Forest. And you think about college baseball, you think about Florida, Tennessee, Ole Miss, LSU as the number one seeds. Out of the ACC, you know, maybe North Carolina, Miami. Florida State's not even going to be in the tournament. Wake Forest is the number one seed.
Yeah, you mentioned Miami might sneak into as a national seed. If they did sneak in, you might be looking at Wake Forest, Clemson, and Miami as three potential national seeds, which would be pretty impressive for the ACC. I mean, this has always been a great baseball conference. This year, no different than others. But Wake Forest, as you mentioned, not typically known as a baseball powerhouse, but they have some really good pitchers on that mound. And when they go out there and they throw three of those starters at you, it's hard for you to beat them, and they have a good offense to go with it. So right now, Wake Forest, at least this year from the teams I've seen, they present the best well-rounded team in college baseball today.
Entirely possible that Miami could end up matched up with the Florida Gators. Right now, the Gators are looking at either a number three or number four national seed.
Yeah, you know, so much history between those two programs. Of course, rivals, the Gators and the Hurricanes, not a lot of love between those two programs. It'd be interesting to see that, because that means Miami would not have gotten a national seed. So Miami would travel up to Gainesville for a second time this year if the chips fall that way. But again, I think for Coach Damari, Coach Arteaga, Coach Roberto Lopez, and the rest of that team, they're going to go into this ACC tournament, and they're going to hope they play as well as they did the second half of Friday's game and all of Saturday's game, and slide into a national seed themselves. And if that were to happen, they wouldn't face the Gators until Omaha.
Revisit this one more time. 105 home runs for the Miami Hurricanes. Can home run power carry you in the postseason?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt home run power could carry you. My concern with hitting has always been when you face those top pitchers, it's very difficult to beat them with good hitting. Good pitching will be good hitting most of the time. Now, over a season, that'll hold true. Over a weekend series, doesn't necessarily have to be true. And right now, for Miami, outside of the ACC tournament, that'll play itself out. Once they get into regional play, they really only have two weekends they have to worry about. It's not two seasons, right? Just two weekends to worry about. And if you play well those two weekends, if you hit the way they hit this past weekend against Duke, they could easily find themselves in Omaha for, I believe, a 26th time.
It's five wins, right? You win three in the regional and two in the super regional. Five wins you're looking for in the postseason. It's a little bit different than it was before. Five to get you to Omaha.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And again, the hitting's there. Their bullpen, I'm really impressed with the bullpen, what they've done with having such a short staff. I think they're battle-tested. I liked what they throw out there. I mean, between Torres, Lecarica, I thought Rafe Schlesinger did a pretty good job after struggling earlier in the game, coming in on that Friday night game against Duke. He did a good job. And, of course, once you get to Walters, in my opinion, it's pretty much game over more often than not.
All right, Weecho, had a great time this year. Thank you. We'll see what happens with the Canes in the postseason.
Joe, always a pleasure, and go Canes.
All right, that's Weecho Hernandez joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. We'll continue with more right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.